And welcome to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And I just want to give a shout out to everybody listening. We made past 900 downloads on the shows. So that's a huge accomplishment. I want to thank everyone for listening and subscribing and just supporting this channel and supporting this ministry. Today we're going to talk about the birth of Christ. We're going through our Christmas selection here. So last week we discussed about how Joseph had plans and God had other plans. And so this week we're kind of going to follow through with the story of Christ, of how he came to be, and kind of talk about how we need to have faith in God as much as Joseph and Mary did, with given their circumstance of what was going on in the world. So first of all, what was going on? Well, we know that first of all, Joseph had to trust God and he had to change his plans. Mary got pregnant through God, so that way we had Christ. And that was not something that was looked upon with open arms back then. But Joseph decided he was going to follow through. He was going to listen to God, trust God. So as the birth is getting closer, obviously some other things started to happen. And that was that there was a census being taken. So Joseph had to go back to Bethlehem, where he had to go and basically say, yes, this is me, this is my wife. And at the time, he wouldn't have had to say anything about Jesus because he wasn't born. The problem with this is that, Mary was really close to being ready to give birth. So it was really a huge undertaking just to go. From a medical background, I mean, that's pretty risky. Let's shift from where we are now to Bethlehem, where, the medical attention was not going to be just as great. I mean, people from all over were coming there to do their census. So, it's going to be crowded. There's going to be other issues going around. Just not a good place to have a birth. Unfortunately, but as we know, that's where it had to be. So God's plan was, you just go to Bethlehem and I'll take care of everything. And so, Joseph and Mary had to have a lot of faith and a lot of trust in God when this happened, because they could have just said, we're just not going to go, because it's too close, and if we're in trouble, we're in trouble. But they decided to go anyway, whether through intuition or God or somebody intervene, but they decided that they were going to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually, I'm going to read it. It's actually Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. So I know 20 verses, it's a lot. So we're going to kind of break it down. And I'll read a little bit, and then we'll go to a break, come back, finish it up, and kind of wrap up. So basically they left their home to go to Bethlehem for this census, okay? So Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20, Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, that is the title. So now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census must be taken of all the inhabited earth. And when they say inhabited earth, that means from the Roman Empire. So it's not just Rome. So, the Roman Empire had a vast lands and everything else, from Egypt to obviously the Middle East and everything like that. So when they say inhabited earth, when they mean that, they mean from their empire, which was basically most of the known world. So that meant everybody had to get taken, because they wanted to know how many people they had in their empire. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her first son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So once again, we kind of talked about how all these people were coming to these towns to get that. There was no room for them. So they ended up actually in what would be a modern day stable with horses, cows, sheep, any type of farm animals. So obviously not the Ritz or anything like that. So it was kind of, you know, but once again, God provided. They at least had a roof over their heads and some shelter and some heat. I mean, there would have been some warmth that they would have been able to do to stay warm at the night. So in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone upon them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So, once again, to fulfill the prophecy, we had the birth of a virgin, of the virgin, which was Mary. We've got shepherds now getting the news, which is interesting because once again, you know, we look and we talk about what God and what Jesus was. Jesus was a shepherd who shepherded us to Christ. And so it's kind of fun and it's kind of, you know, interesting how the first people that found out about it was shepherds. You know, David was a shepherd. Once again, we know that Joseph was a descendant of David because that's why he had to go to Bethlehem. So it's all coming, you know, to fruition from the prophecy. And there's a lot of trust here because once again, they had no room. They didn't even know if there was going to be a hotel available or a room in the inn or anything. So, you know, there was a lot of trust with God that they had to do before, you know, Jesus could come into this world. So it's like with us, we have to trust that whatever God has set for us, if we listen and we hear it, we need to be willing and able to act upon it. Reading some books right now from Spurgeon about this, which is really kind of awesome because it kind of ties in with the whole birth of Christ and how that can also be a rebirth of somebody within the Christian faith. But you know, you need to kind of look at this story too, as you know, we had certain things that had to happen, and God knew that, and so therefore God set it in place and gave Joseph and Mary the strength and the knowledge to know that it was okay. So I think what we're going to do is right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll do our one commercial break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this and kind of wrap up the whole little series, wrap up this thought. And then we'll kind of, I'll talk to you about what the next one is going to be about. All right. So we'll be right back. All right, and welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff, and thanks for listening to that that ad right there. It kind of helps with the ministry. Like I said, I'm just overwhelmed with how many downloads we've had and how well the podcast episodes are going. I'll keep pumping out episodes as long as people keep listening. So I'm just super, super happy and you know, praise God for this ministry and what we're able to do. So today we're talking, or this week we're talking about the birth of Christ. We're actually getting to the meat and potatoes of the story. So this is where you know, faith, you know, Joseph and Mary had to have faith in order to have this happen, because they're leaving their homes or their home to go to a different town while Mary is extremely pregnant, ready to you know, pop out, you know, Christ. And so, you know, it's a big gamble. Even in modern day, you know, a lot of times they won't allow pregnant women to go any huge distances away from the medical professions or their family or whatever. So, you know, that in itself is still just, you know, miraculous. But we know that, you know, God provided. They found some place to sleep. Yes, it was a, a stable or a manger, but it was dry. It had probably heat. They would have been able to still, you know, create some sort of a fire to keep themselves warm, roof over their head. So it wasn't bad. Yes, the smell probably wasn't the best because of all the animals that were in there, but to be honest, I think it's awesome. We've already discussed that the first people that the angels talk to are shepherds, which is what we consider Christ to us, our shepherd. He leads us, we're his flock. So it's all this, you know, circle coming together, you know, connecting thing, which is really great. And you get to see it in the Bible. And a lot of times we don't always think about, you know, we hear the story all the time and it's like, oh yeah, okay. And the shepherds. And then when you kind of sit back and you kind of look at it, it's like, well, you know, Christ is our shepherd. And the first people they tell is a shepherd. So, you know, David was a shepherd who was after God's own heart. So it's just how shepherds are used in the Bible is just great. So let's go ahead. Let's finish up. Once again, we're talking Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. This is the Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. So this is the story we're using. Once again, last week we talked about how Joseph had to change his plans because his wife, or soon-to-be wife, was pregnant and not by him. So, you know, this we're talking about now faith and trust. So we're going to pick right back up. It is going to be, we're going to start with verse 12. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. So, you know, there it is. So, you know, seeing this angel come down. First of all, I would be scared too, just like them. You know, if I see something all of a sudden pop down there and be like, you know, telling you some large prophecy that's happening, you know, you're going to be scared right off the bat. But obviously they were a little strong in their faith, I would think, because they continued to listen. They didn't run and hide, and they didn't, you know, they could also have been, you know, way too scared to do that. I mean, we don't know. It's not told here, so it's all just kind of hearsay. But, you know, they listened to it and they understood it and they believed. Now, so they leave their flock and they go into Bethlehem and then they find Mary and Joseph, because obviously the Christmas star is shining, because we'll read next week with the three wise men what led them there. So the star is up above, kind of a hint at next week. So, which is, you know, following God. But you just have to realize that they saw the star, they lined it up. They also found the manger where they were in. Now, I don't know how many mangers are in Bethlehem. I know that Bethlehem was a fairly small town. It wasn't a huge town, not like Jerusalem or anything like that, or Galilee or any of the other, cities around there. So it was a smaller city. So I would guess that there was probably a few mangers, a few stables, but not a ton. So I don't think it took them, you know, days to find Mary and Joseph. I think they found them fairly quickly. Plus, given the star above, I think they were able to find it fairly quickly. And then they just, you know, praised, told Mary what they had heard, which would have pleased. I mean, any mother would be pleased to hear that they were giving birth to the king, you know, the salvation of everyone. But it's just kind of fun. It's just kind of nice to know that she didn't really go, you know, crazy with pride. She kept it inside and just was like, you know, very, very humbled, which is great. And then once again, you know, they went and then started telling everybody else then. So everyone they met, they were telling them, look, we saw some angels, which, you know, back then, that's not something you always wanted to, you didn't always tell people, hey, I saw an angel today and it told me to do this or this. It was very infrequent to see a heavenly being anyway. So, you know, we can read in the Bible multiple times when God had talked to people or angels had talked to him. But it wasn't something that you ran around and said, you know, I saw an angel and this is what they told me, especially at this time frame, because the Roman Empire was around. The Roman Empire or the Roman Emperor at the time would have been considered almost godlike, almost like the Egyptians. So they would have been worshipped or at least thought of as a king, because they were an emperor, king, about the same thing. So to actually be running around telling people that there's a king, especially one that is not Roman, was also something that you didn't necessarily blurt out all over the place. So, you know, we have to look at the settings of where, of what's being told. And then we also need to look at, you know, the atmosphere that it was at. So obviously, Caesar Augustus, I would say was wanting to find out how many people he had, and that being, you know, a kingly or emperor style. So once again, when we read our text for next week, which is going to be about the three wise men, which actually don't show up on the day of birth. I know a lot of people think that the three wise men showed up at the manger. In fact, they didn't. They actually showed up much later. Jesus was a little bit older. So the description of them with the shepherds and all that, that's a little more Hollywood than actual fact, or at least what the Bible says. So we'll go over that. And that's where we're going to see where there's a power struggle. You know, someone says, you know, there's a new king of the Jews. And, you know, the person's like, well, hey, why don't you let me know? Because, you know, I'd like to meet this guy, which should set off some bells, because generally people don't like to share power. So that's the atmosphere. So with them running around, that's a huge leap of faith as well. So we're going to wrap it up here. Once again, if you want to write me anything, you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. On Facebook, you can look me up there as well. You can listen to it at Apple Podcasts, also iHeart. I'm on Pandora. I'm all over, anywhere you want. You can even go on Alexa and do that as well. So I got in there. So there's plenty of ways you can listen to the podcast, and I appreciate any way you listen to it. However you want to listen to it, that's cool. I'm also on YouTube. I basically just take this podcast and I just convert it over to the video, like a vlog, and then do it that way. So that way you can see subtitles if you need to. So other than that, I just want to say, you know, thank you for everyone who's listening. You know, have a great holiday. The next one will be right before Christmas. So we're going to finish up with the three wise men and all of that, and then finish up, you know, with Christmas. And then we'll kind of go with the new year after that. So until then, stay safe. And as always, with Small Town with Matt Gaff, this is your hometown if you want it to be. So we'll talk to you later.